The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by David Wood, lead pastor of the Walnut Park Baptist Church of Muscatine. He is the guest of Representative Kaufman of Cedar and Senator Lofgren of Muscatine. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Mason Donaldson, Page from Knoxville.
Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, everlasting, everlasting God, may we consider eternity today and how this day fits into your eternal plans. You see us, you care for us, you know us. You are all wise, and you've given us the responsibility to use what you've given us to make wise decisions. Taking what we know is true of you and what you've told us, and putting it to work in life application. And Lord, you've said that you would give wisdom to those who ask, and you'll give it freely. So Lord, today we ask, would you give wisdom to each one here? Thank you for the willingness to sacrifice time, opportunity to be here, to work for a greater cause. Thank you for this place. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You have the words of everlasting life, and encourage us today with your truth. Because of Jesus Christ, we pray in his name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2617 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the National Guard of the State concerning armory, board licensees, leases, persons subject to the Military Code of Justice and scholarships and repayment programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 2618 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to County Commissions of Veterans Affairs Training and making an appropriation.
First reading of the bill, it is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 2619 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to interpreters for the limited English proficiency, deaf and hard of hearing persons in certain court proceedings and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 2620 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to flying our color special registration plates.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 571 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the awarding of joint custody and joint physical care.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2009 by R. Smith, a bill for an act regarding driving privileges of persons issued a special minor's driver's license who attend public schools and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Senate File 2298 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to peace officers and retired peace officers who provide street or highway driving instruction.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Senate File 2301 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to health care benefits coverage for specified pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
Senate File 2305 by Committee on Labor and Business Relations, a bill for an act concerning the Volunteer Shared Work Program and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Labor.
Senate File 2374 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the restitution order of the criminal proceedings, court debt, and civil claims for reimbursement against inmates and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2392 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the operation of state government, including the review of state boards and regulations of professions and occupations and investigations conducted by the state board, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment and amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government. We will now recognize the lady from Clay, Representative Jones, for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I am very excited to introduce our guests here today. First, we have Stephanie Meehan, who is here with the Emmitsburg St. Patrick's Day Association. And then we also have the 2020 Miss Shamrock, Rayana Vivens. And then we have Senator Joan Freeman from Ireland and her husband, Pat. And if I could just give a little brief introduction about Senator Freeman. After personal tragedy, she noticed that there was a huge lack of suicide prevention services in Ireland and went about establishing the country's only organization providing free, professional, face-to-face therapeutic services for people with acute stages of distress. She leads the nation and she leads national and international discussions around suicide, self-harm, mental health, health policy, public health, social entrepreneurship, and charity startups, just to name a few. I'm very excited to have her here today, and as we would say in Emmitsburg, 100,000 welcomes.
Good morning, Mrs. Speaker and members. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. When I was in your lobby, I saw, I think, a child's writing, and it explained that a governor is the keeper of the Constitution. Well, we do something similar in Ireland. A senator does the same thing, except that I was asked by the Taoiseach, the leader of our country, to be the keeper of mental health in Ireland, and that is what I've been doing. And if there's any message that I could bring to you today, is don't ignore mental health. Make it priority, because mental health is essential in every aspect of everyone's life. So I'm hoping that my husband has taken a photograph here so that I can send it, tweet it back to Ireland. I didn't know what tweeting meant until recently, but to send it back to Ireland to show what a lovely, hospitable state Iowa is. Thank you. Good morning.
Welcome to the Iowa House. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren. For what purpose does the lady seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. It's an exciting day here at the Iowa Capitol because it's Dubuque night, so I guess an exciting night at Dubuque. Here at the Capitol. Tonight we have our Dubuque Night delegation from our Chamber of Commerce here in Des Moines, and we will be celebrating with music, hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and complimentary parking at the Des Moines Embassy Club from 5 until 8 this evening. So we hope that you can join us tonight. It's always a really good time, and we've got a lot of our chamber members and our new chamber leadership that will be in attendance, as well as a lot of our elected officials from the Dubuque County area. So we welcome you with open arms, and we hope you can join us this evening.
Chair recognizes the lady from Worth, Representative Bloomingdale. For what purpose does the lady seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today we have Pheasants Forever in our lobby downstairs, and Pheasants Forever is hosting the competition for Iowa artists. They have a habitat stamp, which they started creating in 1979, and has become part of the hunting license. The money from the stamp sales goes directly to the creation, protection, and enhancement of habitat across Iowa. Today, they're going to have the artwork on display in the far hall toward the governor's office, and the voting will be from 9 a.m. until noon, and they'd love it if you come down, because each year the stamp is selected by popular vote. So if you get a chance, please head down and pick the artist, all local artists, that you'd like to win the stamp this year. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Poston. For what purpose does the gentleman seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Iowa's agricultural leadership is built on generations of men and women who have made agriculture their cause, not just their job. The Iowa Pork Producers Association recognizes that the future of Iowa's pork industry depends on developing new leaders who share the same passion. The Iowa Pork Leadership Academy was created to accommodate Iowa's pork producers who are committed to the future of the pork industry and equipping them with the tools they need to succeed as leaders. With us today are the 13 members of the 2020 class of the Iowa Pork Leadership Academy. These folks represent the many different facets of the pork industry, from animal caretakers to allied industry, and they are proud to be a part of an industry that drives Iowa's rural economy. Today they are with us in the Northwest Gallery. Would you give them a warm house welcome?
Welcome to the Iowa House. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Landon. For what purpose does the gentleman seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. With me today is Christopher Martin. He is a senior at Ankeny Centennial High School and a member of the Iowa Youth Congress, and he's here shadowing me today, maybe job shadowing, I'm not sure. But would you please give him a warm house welcome this morning? Thank you.
Welcome to the Iowa House. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen. Democrats will caucus in room 305 at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus immediately in the Supreme Court chamber, and if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the afternoon committee blocks.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is in recess.
We do all right.
That was all right. Really